In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. To understand what is happening in today's Gospel, it's helpful to know the context, to go a little earlier in the Gospel of St. John, and find out why exactly these Greeks go with a desire to see Jesus. Just a few days before, Jesus raised his friend Lazarus from the dead. And the scriptures tell us that all of Jerusalem went out to see Lazarus, who just days earlier had been buried, had been dead, had been nothing but a memory. Here he was alive and talking, doing all the things that he had done before his death. So people were able to question him. They were able to talk to his sisters. They were able to see this marvelous and totally unique event. Nothing like this had ever happened before. And I dare say that if we heard today someone in Downeyville had been raised from the dead, we'd all be there asking and talking with them, seeing for ourselves this amazing event. And so these Greeks heard this news too. They were in Jerusalem for the festival, and clearly everyone was talking about what the Lord Jesus had done. And so they want to see for themselves. It's not enough just to hear from others what Jesus has done. They want to see Jesus for themselves. They want to see this man who raised someone else from the dead. Jesus answers this simple request with a very complex and dense answer. He's often doing this in the Gospel of St. John, because he doesn't go immediately to fulfill their request. He doesn't go to these Greek people and begin a conversation with them. He says, "A grain of wheat, when it falls into the earth, dies, but then it bears a hundredfold." Jesus is saying, if we really want to see him, it's not enough just to go and speak with him, to witness his miracles. To really see Jesus means to share in his life. And that's why, beginning this week and for the next 2 weeks, almost all the images in the church are veiled with purple cloth. It's quite ironic, isn't it, that when we hear the gospel about a desire to see Jesus, we start to cover up many of his images. This is the way the church tells us that it's not enough to know Jesus on an intellectual level. It's not enough to know about Jesus. We must know him experientially, as we know someone we love. But how is that possible? The Greeks, you might think, had an advantage over us. They could actually go and find Jesus. What about us? We can't go and speak with him. We can't track him down and ask him the questions, the deep questions that we have. Where are we to find Jesus? The answer is very simple, and it goes back to his answer when he spoke about the grain dying and bearing a hundredfold. Because when Jesus died, he rose again. His death destroyed our sins. His death put an end to the power of evil over us, so that when we receive the sacrament of baptism, we are baptized into his death and resurrection, and he begins to live in us. He lives in his church, and he feeds his church with his body and blood. This wonderful sacrament of Holy Communion is Jesus' presence among us. This presence is here whether we believe it or not, whether we are aware of it or not. And yet, this presence can have a power beyond anything we can imagine, if we but open ourselves up to it. Jesus was able to raise Lazarus from the dead. Jesus is able to raise us from the dead, not only in the future when we will receive our bodies back at the final resurrection, but even in this life, by giving us his forgiveness in the sacrament of confession, by speaking to us through the words of the priest to give us absolution, comfort, and the mercy of God. Jesus is living in his church so that he can live in us. Because remember, he said, "When I am lifted up, I will draw all people to myself." And he wasn't talking about being lifted up on a throne or being lifted up on a stage just to be looked at. He was talking about being lifted up on a cross to die for us so that we could live in him. And this great paradox of Christianity, this totally unique message that through the death, almost through the failure of the Son of God, we have life, is something that can change our hearts, that can make life truly worth living, if we but open ourselves up to it and follow Jesus as he asks us to. This is the great adventure of Christianity, that we die to ourselves, that we give up our ordinary opinions, our ordinary way of life, not for another kind of slavery, but for the freedom that comes from following Jesus, the freedom of being a child of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.